I gotta get organized. You know, little things like my apartment, my possessions. I should get one of those signs that says one of these days I'm gonna get organized.
You mean organized?
Organized. Organized. It's a joke. O-R-G-A-N-E-Z-I-E-Z-D.
Oh, you mean organized, like those little signs they have in offices that say FIMC?
Do you like the place you work in?
We've got some good people working for us. And I think Palantine's got a good chance.
You know you have beautiful eyes.
Post-synchro. Dick Tomasovic.
Je n'écris pas sur les chauffeurs de taxi. C'est ce qu'aurait déclaré l'immense Bernard Herrmann à Martin Scorsese lors d'un premier entretien téléphonique. Le compositeur préféré d'Orson Welles et surtout d'Alfred Hitchcock a pris sa retraite en Angleterre déjà, mais l'insistance du jeune cinéaste new-yorkais a raison de ses réticences. Herrmann va s'inspirer du jazz du film noir, il va laisser s'exprimer son penchant le plus sombre, il va installer des spirales vénéneuses dans ses thèmes de velours. Et lorsqu'il visionne les scènes où Robert De Niro, alias Travis Bickle, transforme son corps dans sa chambre en futur justicier urbain, il prend une décision radicale. Pas de cordes, seulement des cuivres. Ce gars-là vit dans un monde très dur et il veut se durcir lui-même. Taxi Driver sera la dernière bande sonore composée par Bernard Herrmann qui disparaîtra peu avant la sortie du film. C'est son ultime chef-d'œuvre. Bonne écoute.
Do you like the guy you work with?
He's okay.
Yeah, but I know, but do you like him?
Well, he's funny and he's very good at his job. He's okay. Though he does have a few problems.
I would say he has quite a few problems. His energy seems to go in the wrong places. When I walked in and I saw you two sitting there, I could just tell by the way you were both relating that there was no connection whatsoever. And I felt when I walked in that there was something between us. There was an impulse that we were both following. So that gave me the right to come in and talk to you. Otherwise, I never would have felt that I had the right to talk to you or say anything to you. I never would have had the courage to talk to you. And with him, I felt there was nothing, and I could sense it. And when I walked in, I knew I was right. Did you feel that way?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
See the woman in the window? Do you see the woman in the window?
Yeah.
You see the woman? Where? I want you to see that woman because that's my wife. But that's not my apartment. It's not my apartment. You know who lives there? Huh? No, I mean, you wouldn't know who lives there. I'm just saying. But you know who lives there? Huh? A nigga lives there. You're like that. And I'm gonna kill her. Listen. It's nothing else. I'm gonna kill her. Now, what do you think of that? I said, what do you think of that? Don't answer. You don't have to answer everything. I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her with a 44 Magnum pistol. I have a 44 Magnum pistol. I'm gonna kill her with that gun. Did you ever see what a 44 Magnum pistol would do to a woman's face? I mean, it would fucking destroy it. Just blow her right apart. That's what it can do to her face. Now, did you ever see what it can do to a woman's pussy? And that you should see. That you should see what a 44 Magnum is going to do to a woman's pussy, you should see. What's that? I know you must think that I'm, you know, you must think I'm pretty sick or something. You know, you must think I'm pretty sick. Right? You must think I'm pretty sick? Hmm? Right? I bet you really think I'm sick, right? You think I'm sick? You think I'm sick? You don't have to answer.
June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. Too much sitting has ruined my body. Too much abuse has gone on for too long. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning. 50 pull-ups. There'll be no more pills. There'll be no more bad food. No more destroyers of my body. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight.
Standing here, you make the move. You make the move. It's your move. I'll try it, you fuck. You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
want me to go back to my parents. I mean, they hate me. Why do you think I split in the first place? There ain't nothing there.
Yeah, but you can't live like this. It's a hell. A girl should live at home.
Didn't you ever hear of women's lib?
What do you mean, women's lib? You're a young girl. You should be at home now. You should be dressed up. You should be going out with boys. You should be going to school. You know, that kind of stuff.
God, are you square?
Hey, I'm not square. You're the one that's square. You're full of shit, man. What are you talking about? You walk out with those fucking creeps and lowlifes and degenerates out on the street and you sell your little pussy for nothing, man? For some lowlife pimp? Stands in a hall? I'm square. You're the one that's square, man. I don't go screw and fuck with a bunch of killers and junkies the way you do. You call that being hip? What world are you from?
Who's a killer?
That guy Sport's a killer. That's who's a killer.
Sport never killed
him. He killed
He's
someone.
He's a Libra.
He's a what?
I'm a Libra, too. That's why we get along so well.
He looks like a killer to me.
May 10th. Thank God for the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. All the animals come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me. Each night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the back seat. Some nights I clean off the blood. 12 hours of work and I still can't sleep. Damn. Days go on and on. They don't end. All my life needed was a sense of some place to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people. Loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm God's lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. Then suddenly, there is a change. June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. The idea had been growing in my brain for some time. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up. Now I see it clearly. My whole life has pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Post-synchro.